down and love's strange, surreal and dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a life gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me.
Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. We had some technical difficulties, so sorry if you were listening to not our music for like 5 minutes, but that was
I don't even know what was on like the automation, so
it was a
hope
lot
it was
of,
a good song.
It was a lot of funky things,
and we love funky things. We love it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be trying to download our songs while we talk
so. Because we're not supposed to like play them from Spotify because we'll get in trouble from the directors of WIUX.
They will have our heads.
They'll kill us.
Just kidding. Love y'all.
We're not kidding. So sorry. We're both distracted. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
So Community. It is a sitcom. I don't know. I say just do the thing.
Just
like,
do
let's
thing.
Do the illegal thing. No one's coming to save us.
Okay.
So, pardon me. So I just watched the first episode of Community. I've watched most of the show. And it's a good one. Honestly, like, it's up there. It is compared. I mean, in the first episode, Abed compares it to the Abed compares their like group
to
the Breakfast Club. So that's why I picked that song, which is just also like a classic. Oh my god, I didn't press I pressed record and it's not record. Oh my god,
this is like a trial episode.
This is a trial
everybody.
Episode. Whatever. So it's a good show. I'm like totally blanking. I don't even know what else to say.
Okay, well, I'm gonna play my next song. Okay, yeah. So we got it up.
This next one is a Chloe pick.
I feel like Megan came through with the vibes. I picked songs. I feel like with a show like this that's based on characters, I always just am like, I'm just gonna pick.
Oh yeah, I picked songs based on each character.
Oh, good, good. I picked songs that are just like across all different genres. So we're gonna, and this is a very diverse, like quirky cast. So we're gonna have fun today.
It's true.
So this song is kind of random, but like I looked it up on a playlist that like I thought these two words described this person and like picked it from that. So I'm going to play this song and if you know the characters, guess what it is.
Take only what you need from it. A family of trees falling, be haunted.
That was Kids by MGMT. And if you didn't guess, Megan was stumped a little bit.
I was a little bit stumped. I'll tell the prompt that you told me.
Okay.
So she was like, imagine like an edit of this character to this song. And I was like, huh. Because like, I don't get a lot of like edits of this specific character, but yeah. I get edits of Troy. So I'm like,
that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's why I was thinking like, that's the only person I could think of the edits to. But
yeah. This song, I found it on a playlist called Millennial Optimism, and it's for Britta because she's just like a little millennial. Because I imagine her like in her headphones walking down this like the halls of the community college being like, oh my gosh, I'm so indie. I'm like, no one gets it like I do, and like listening to the song. And
yeah. I did guess Britta though. It took me a minute though, and I for that I apologize.
Yes.
This next song I picked because from a playlist as well, where I had to look up douchebag playlist.
Oh, that's so good.
And all the songs in there, I'm like, this is not like a douchey song. Like, but this song is just kind of epic. And like, it also kind of gives like just like Jeff's thought process and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this is for Jeff. This is Stacy's mom.
That was Stacy's Mom by Fountain of Youth. I think we played this song before, but Megan doesn't believe me.
I don't... Whoa!
I'm just kidding.
Because we said, she's like, oh, I think we played it for Phineas and Ferb. I was like, oh, yeah, for Stacey. And then I checked because I was like, I didn't have it downloaded on my laptop. And that's where, that's my like judge of everything. I'm like, oh, have we played this song before? And like, we have played a few songs before, I'm sure of it.
Well, maybe I added it to the playlist and we never played it.
It's not on the playlist for, not for Phineas and Ferb. I know. I was gagged too because I was like, wait, yeah, no, that would make perfect sense. And now I'm like, wait, we
now
should
I'm like
have
stumped.
Played that.
I'm like, stumped.
Me too, because I'm like, I would believe you. I would believe you if we had Evan. No, but yeah, I just like the song. And I was, when I cued it, I was like, I'm gagged. We haven't played it yet. And then Chloe was like, no, I think we did. I was like, oh, shoot. Well,
this is the great Teletoons debate. Tell
it
us.
Is.
DM us
you,
and tell us.
Let
if
us
you
know.
This
for our
before.
Diehard fans.
The fans who are here for every
they're like,
episode.
Yes, you played it in minute 14:03 of this episode, whatever. Yeah.
We have fans like that.
We
I'm
do
sure.
have fans like that.
We're like so popular.
People are like sending us mail. Like,
I can't
I had
even
someone,
walk home anymore.
Honestly,
there's always people at like, my apartment being like, oh my God.
People are like,
too.
Wait, say it's Teletoons with Megan Cole. And I'm like, you're listening to WIMX. And they're like, oh my God, it's you. I'm like, oh my God, just please leave me alone.
I know. They're like, what character do you think you are?
I'm like, yeah, no, for real. Like, we're getting like docs, like people know where we like go to school, whatever.
But love it. We eat it up.
We eat it. But yeah, I picked that song for Jeff just because he's like watch the show, you know, and like your very first impression of Jeff is that he is like this like player, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, so well, I feel like it's about time we can say what character do you think you are and who's your favorite.
Oh, okay. I think I'm Annie.
Oh yeah, okay, I see that.
And my favorite character is Ovid.
I love that.
Obviously, because okay. he's so baby girl, and I just like I feel like if I would be friends with any of them, I feel like I would be friends with Ovid, honestly.
Yeah, I think me too.
Because he reminds me of like kids I was friends with in high school and like besties, like
yeah.
class besties, you know?
Class besties, yeah.
So, yeah.
I think I am Troy.
That's so real.
And my favorite character is Troy. My favorite scene in the entire show is they have that dance for like the transfer students. If you remember that episode, they have a dance for the
oh
transfer
God.
Students and they call it a bad word dance. And I'm not gonna say it.
I don't remember what it was called.
It's like a it's a derogatory term for like trans people is what they call it.
Oh,
but
no.
But they don't mean it as that. They're just saying the transfer thing, and he doesn't understand that what he's saying is like wrong. So,
oh my God.
Like the dean is, oh no, my favorite character is the dean. Okay, I think I'm Troy, but my favorite character is the dean. He's my absolute favorite.
Oh my God.
But so in that episode, they have like a cookie cake. They have a cookie cake on the table, and Troy is like, I don't know what Troy's like plot in that episode is, but you just see him like holding the cookie. He's like, why has nobody taken this one yet? As if it's like just like one of the cookies on the table, like the snack table, not like a cookie cake.
Oh my God.
I peed myself when I saw that. I literally.
You're like giggling, like describing
like,
it right now. She's like
that
beaming
was
ear
the
to ear.
Funniest. I think about it sometimes, and like one time I like had like a dream about it, and I woke up laughing. Cause like
yeah.
that is just my favorite scene in the whole. Like he's like, why has nobody taken this one yet?
I think I'm gonna
oh
play my
God,
Troy song instead.
Oh yeah, it's a good idea. So okay. Troy is played by Donald Glover, aka.
Well, he looks a lot. I was gonna make a joke.
Oh. Okay, yeah, sorry. My bad.
It's not even funny anymore.
No, it will be.
It's so weird. Donald Glover and Childish Gambino like look exactly the same.
Like I've never seen them in the same room.
Like, they look so similar.
Like, they look so similar. So
cue laugh track.
Yeah, like, cue laugh track.
So
we
bad.
Need like a freaking like soundboard.
We do, like in Stranger Things. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
No, I should get it on my phone and just like play it up in the mics. I used to do that in high school. Fun
you
fact.
You should.
I used to have that one that was like the. And like I would make a stupid joke.
When
and, like,
would you do
that.
It? Just like in class?
Or, like, I don't know. Like in conversation. I was in show choir, so
no one
there was
tell.
Ample opportunity for me
oh,
to
yes.
make really stupid jokes, and everybody laughed. So next,
and everybody laughed.
But yeah, so Troy, aka Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover,
aka
that's from New Girl.
Yes,
if you're nasty. But so. We both picked a Childish Gambino song, but mine's really long and it's also
yeah.
like really sexual, so let's not do that one. So this next one is a Chloe pick.
Yes, I texted my best friend because she's a huge Childish Gambino fan, and she gave me options, and I felt really bad because I was like, actually, I'm gonna do this one because I just kind of picked the least explicit song. So this isn't really like Troy vibes, but it's by the actor.
Troy.
So I think it's really good. This is D'Advocate by Childish Gambino.
Candy cane 14s floating off Batwood. Take you for a ride in the sky blue Bronco. When you're at bad, make your man feel so good. No, I got an ego about as big as Lake Tahoe. Smoking in the morning, cause I'm going 5 to 9. If I told you I was stronger than I looked, then I'd be lying. Got some dollars in my pocket and a quarter in my hand. You ain't safe being a woman, and it's hard to be a man.
Okay, that was D'Advocate by Childish Gambino.
Sorry, I just swallowed water like right in the mic and I tried to back
Megan.
Up.
Megan!
So, hey, text me if you still heard it.
That's disgusting.
I'm getting no texts right now, so that's good.
Just kidding.
This next song is for Britta. Is my personal song for Britta.
Love her.
So Britta is kind of like, she's edgy. She's always wearing a leather jacket. She's always got eyeliner on. And she's just very much like, I don't know. She's like, kind of like a bad girl. Like I would
like,
say
her.
She's like bad girl. So
she's like not, because she's just like,
she's not like, she's like a performative bad girl, but like that like works. Like it works for her character.
Yeah.
I just personally don't love her character. Mm-hmm. Who's your least favorite character? Wait, both at the same time.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, Pierce.
Jess.
Oh. Shoot.
Well, low-key Pierce too.
Pierce is just the worst. I just don't like Chevy Chase.
Well, it's like the thing of like they cast like Pierce is a horrible person. He's gross. He's disgusting. And they, like, the actor and the person are basically the same. Like,
yeah.
The actor and the character are the same because they just cast an also horrible person. So he's the reason why it's, like, off streaming platforms because he's so horrible. They,
yeah,
like,
I was trying to find it on Netflix and
they
couldn't
find
it. They
took it off. But in my little collage, I tried to cover his face any chance I got. So, because he's a disgusting man. His character is disgusting. So, I don't even think about him. So, like, I would have to say my second least favorite character is Jeff. But he is my least favorite character. But to me, he's not a character. He's just, like...
He's just kind of there.
He's just, like, ew. Because does he have an arc? Or does
no.
he just, like, sit there and say offensive things?
He's just kind of... Yeah, that's the thing that I don't love about his character is, like, I feel like everybody has their, like... First of all, I will say everyone's characters change drastically from the first episode to, like, the very end.
Yeah.
Where they all just get, like, a little bit weirder and, like, as the antics get crazier, they get crazier. Mm-hmm. But Pierce just, like, he is just kind of there to, like, say the offensive things. And I'm like, I don't love it. Like, I don't love that that's part of it.
Yeah.
But, like, I do like that people shut him down.
Right.
I don't know. Because they shut him down in, like, funnier ways where I'm like... Their response to him is funnier than what he's saying.
Right, that's the funny part, not what he's saying.
Yeah.
But.
So, like, Yeah, so I don't like Pierce, but wait, I'm curious as to why you don't like Jeff. Is it because of, like, the obvious he's written to be hateable?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I was just telling Megan, I haven't seen, like, the last couple of seasons of the show. I've only seen, like, I don't know what, maybe, like, season three? And
okay.
So, but, like, I feel like in the beginning he's just, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I get very annoyed with this type of character. I'm just like, wrap it up, buddy. We get you're a jerk. We get it.
We get you're a narcissist. Nah, rah, 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 rah. You just like to hear yourself talk.
And like, no, I would say he's entertaining.
I feel that way in a lot of male space. Whatever. A lot of male spaces, you just kind of like talking.
Yeah.
But sorry, that's a diss.
Just like,
to any of the men listening out there, if you're a good man, you know what I'm talking about. If you're a bad man, you're offended by that. My hot take with Jeff is I think he's handsome.
He is. He's good looking. Especially he's good looking. In
the paintball episode.
I was going to say the actor in Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That
yeah.
was such a feral yeah.
When he's, oh my God, I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, and there's like another, like actor from Community who's in Yellow Jackets. Is there not? Like who guest stars?
Trying to think.
Because I feel like I saw someone like, I don't know. I'm not positive. Maybe I'm like lying right now. But anyways, he is hot. Unfortunately.
But yes, so this next song I picked for Britta, Through the Eyes of Jeff is how I picked this song. So this is She's Kinda Hot by Five Sauce.
Selfie scene.
That was She's Kinda Hot by 5 Seconds of Summer. I love that song. Straight
it's a good
up
one.
Banger.
Straight up banger.
This next song is my Jeff song. Since I don't know what I was gonna say. I was gonna say something, but this is like a dad rock song.
That's so Jeff.
So Jeff. Like, I don't even feel like, I feel like it might be a little bit older for him, but I feel like he listens to this and like thinks that he's so.
He's someone who's like, if this was cool, and like if this was written under the word cool in the dictionary, he would be doing it. Like, he doesn't care about trends. He's not trying to keep up with things. He's like, leather jacket, rock and roll. Like, those are cool to him.
Yeah, that's really funny, because this song is called Rockstar by Nickelback.
Through a standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have a quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, be a rock star.
That was Rockstar by Nickelback. And I'm sorry if you think Nickelback is cringy. I definitely never listened to Nickelback. I only put that because I think Jeff would listen to it. I've never, ever heard that song before, and I don't know any of the words.
It's like has like a little green check mark next to it. Wait, what does that check mark mean that you don't like it?
Yeah, it means I don't like Nickelback.
It means like I've never listened to this song.
Oh, that's so funny. This is another song of a band that we never listened to.
I actually don't listen to this band a lot. And like
me neither.
Happened to like this song. And I just think that this song fits Abed a lot. I just feel like Abed like really fits into Weezer. Like especially this album cover, I'm like
you
could put him in there and I wouldn't bat an eye. I'd be like, "Oh, Abed." Like, yeah, and that's it. I'd be like, "Oh, I didn't know he was in Weezer."
I have to show you the funniest image.
Oh, is it one of like the memes about the Weezer album?
I'll show you.
Okay,
I'll show you.
So this is "Say It Ain't So" by Weezer.
Honey, it's drowning.
That was Sayin' It So by Weezer.
And we are coming on our last song first show of our last season.
That's like actually emotional. This is our last first show ever. I'm going to cry.
I know. I remember like last season, like over the very last like show that we had last semester.
We were emo.
Like, I was really feeling sad about it.
Yeah.
I could cry. Let's quickly.
Oh, but this song is going to make us cry, though, actually.
Oh, my God, yeah, wait. I actually have, like, a sweet story about this song, and I'll tell it really, 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 really quick. So, my friend, freshman year, I got dumped by my boyfriend over FaceTime. And my one friend, who, like, we were just budding our friendship, she wrote me a letter. She wrote me a letter being like, you are the prize, like a whole thing. I still have the letter to this
That's
day.
So sweet.
And she put like a little QR code for this song.
Oh my God.
And it was just the sweetest thing in the world.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so.
That's so sweet, actually.
It was really sweet. And I love this song.
I put this song for Troy and Abed because they're like best friends and they're just like soulmates. Like, you know when people say soulmates can be friends? I feel like that's Troy and Abed. They're just so cutesy. So this is We're Going to Be Friends by The White Stripes.
Hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree, we will rest upon the ground. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Letters, learn to spell, nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
That was We're Gonna Be Friends by The White Stripes.
And this was
our first episode
of Teletoons on WIX B-Side Internet Radio. This has been our community episode. Tune in next week, every Monday, 10 a.m.
New time. Wake up early. Start your day right.
Pour a coffee, sit and listen. Or drive and listen.
Or drive. Or walk on your walk to class.
Or, yeah.
And just vibe.
Just vibe. Okay. Vibe with us. Good morning.
Have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.